Credit Man is put on stand to identify Frank's writing. Atlanta Constitution, August 16, 1913. M.O. Nix, credit man for Montag Brothers, of whom Sig Montag is general manager of the National Pencil Company, followed A.D. Greenfield to the stand. He identified Leo Frank's handwriting on a number of the financial sheets and on the one that he claims to have made up on April 26th. When shown a sample of writing Frank did for the police when they desired to compare his writing with that on the murder notes, Nix said it looked like Frank's, but he refused to swear to it. Previous to April 26th, did you often see Leo Frank's handwriting? Mr. Arnold asked. Yes. By what means? By seeing the payroll slips and various notes he would write to the office. Ever see one of the financial sheets he made out? No. How long have you been seeing his handwriting? About 4 or 5 years. Are you fairly well acquainted with his writing? Yes. Mr. Arnold then showed him the financial sheet for April 12, 1913, and asked if it were in Frank's handwriting. The witness said it was, and then identified a score of other samples of the writing of the defendant. Finally, when shown the financial sheet, Frank claims to have made up on April 26th after the hour at which the state claims Mary Fagan was killed. He identified that as being in the same handwriting. Mr. Dorsey then showed him a sample of writing, but did not tell him what or whose it was. The sample was part of the note Frank wrote for the police when they demanded that he submit samples of his writing that experts might compare it with the murder notes.
Is that Frank's handwriting? Asked the solicitor.
Well, it looks like it, but I can't swear to it.
Well, if it is Frank's handwriting, it is disguised, isn't it?
I can't say that, replied the witness. You say you know his handwriting?
Yes. Well, why can't you answer the questions?
I just can't say, replied Nix. If you know Frank's handwriting, then you must be able to say whether or not this is some of it, said Mr. Dorsey. I can't say, was all that Nix replied.
You may come down, Nix, said the solicitor.